This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. To all of our Canadian listeners listening on Saturday, I want to wish everybody a happy Canada Day. And for all of our U.S. listeners, you are also, for the most part, getting a long weekend with July 4th coming on Tuesday. So it actually has been a bit of a slow week this week in terms of markets and volume, but there's one thing that we can do as we turn the corner into the second half of 2017, and that is recap what we saw in the first half. I am happy to say that I am joined in these first two segments by a good friend of the show, Rick Rule, president and CEO of Sprott US Holdings. If anybody has seen Rick speak at any of the conferences he speaks at, it's well worth your time to listen. That being said, Rick, let's get right into it and talk about what we saw in the first half for precious metals. The actual precious metals, especially when you look at gold, you could say outperformed the precious metals stocks. It was a very choppy first half for precious metals stocks and a very constructive first half, I think, for the actual precious metals in terms of gold, putting in higher lows on almost a consistent basis. In your words, quickly recap us in the first half of 2017, what we saw for the precious metals in general.
Well, Corey, I agree with you on both counts. To elaborate, I think that gold did very well, given that it did so in the face of the U.S. dollar. Were you measuring gold in any currency terms other than the U.S. dollar, gold did extremely well. It is rare, as we've talked about before, for gold to do well in U.S. dollar terms at the same time that the U.S. dollar is doing well. That's happened twice before in my career, in 1975 and then again in 2001. And in both cases, the dollar rolled over and gold did extremely well, almost had a slingshot after that. Will past be prologue? I don't know, although it looks like the dollar may be rolling over as we speak. Gold also gave lie to the strange suggestion that it can't perform well during periods of interest rate rises. We saw a couple of Fed rate rises, and we saw the market take up the interest rate at least earlier in the first half of 2017, faster than the Fed took up the market, and gold responded well. Of course, your listeners with a memory will remember back to the decade of the 1970s, when the U.S. 10-year Treasury interest rate went from 4 to 15.5, and gold went from 35 to 850, which says something about the fact that gold can rise in the face of interest rates. Moving on then to the subject of gold equities, it's worthy to note that the gold equities' relative underperformance in the first 6 months of 2017 came on the heels of a spectacular performance by gold equities in 2016. A truly spectacular performance, admittedly, from an oversold basis in the fall of 2015. But anybody who has the temerity to complain about the gold equities performance in the first half of this year without recalling the extraordinary outperformance of 2016 should check themselves into an asylum. The truth is that the gold equities prices needed to back and fill. You know, if you have a chart that looks like a hockey stick on the way up, it looks like a hockey stick on the way down too. And these declines, this back and fill, is normal and natural in a market like this. And I suspect it has set up a relatively choppy, but ultimately pretty good second half. Technically, the gold stocks don't look so good right now, but gold looks pretty good right now. And my suspicion is, once we get out of the summer doldrums, that the gold stock should begin to play catch up with the gold. My believing it is so doesn't make it so. But the truth is that the setup looks reasonably good to me.
Well, Rick, I would agree with you. In the longer term, the stocks, I think, are set up very well, but you are right. From a technical basis, something that we've talked about a lot in the last few weeks and months is that the stocks are looking like there might be at least a short-term breakdown. But, hey, that's more of a short-term call. Just to revisit your comments on the U.S. dollar, this year, 2017, has actually been pretty rough on the dollar, moving down now 5 out of the last 6 months. It hasn't broken down, though. A lot of the bulls are saying this is more of trading just in the middle of its range. Do you continue to see U.S. dollar weakness, maybe in the face of, again, nothing happening on the political front and continued weak, hard economic data?
That's a tough question, first of all. I would consign the U.S. dollar strength over the last 5 years not so much to underlying strength in the U.S. economy, but rather weakness in other competing currencies. I often quote Doug Casey on this topic, describing the U.S. dollar as the prettiest mare at the slaughterhouse. It is possible that other currencies are oversold relative to the dollar. I don't know that. With regards to the Trump situation, I believe that the Trump narrative, because of the strong emotions on both sides that he engenders, is given way too much weight with regards to the dollar. I think Trump's ability to do much of anything over the next 4 years is highly in question. Highly in question, first of all, because the establishment of his own adopted party, the Republicans, don't have much time for him. The Democrats hate him, and the deep state, that is, the bureaucracy, would prefer him to be dead. The fact that he has no institutional support in government, and the fact that he has attempted to pick 50 fights rather than winning one or two, suggests to me that we will have a fairly lackluster presidency. That is, an awful lot of noise, an awful lot of sound, an awful lot of fury, and not too much accomplished. Now, to the libertarian cynic in me, the fact that government doesn't manage to do anything for 4 years is actually fairly bullish, but I suspect that it'll create a lot of turmoil and chaos in terms of people's reaction and perception to the market. What will be more important is whether the anemic rally in the U.S. economy continues enough that the Fed can make interest rate rises stick. You will note, Corey, that earlier in the year, the Fed took up the nominal rate 25 basis points, and the market took up the 10-year rate 75 basis points. If that happened another couple times, in other words, the Fed were to raise over 12 months the nominal interest rate by 0.5%, and the market took the 10-year rate up by, let's say, 1.5%, the same sort of multiplier, that could have some dampening effects, first of all, on an economy that feels to me relatively anemic, but more importantly, I think, on the housing market, because 150 basis point rise in the 30-year fixed, I think, would be very, very tough on new home sales and very, very tough on 30-year mortgage rates. If I'm wrong, that is, if the economy is strong enough that it can take a 50 basis point increase in nominal interest rates, then I think all bets are off. Then I think the dollar gets very, very, very strong, and gold likely gets hammered. I see that as a certainly not a very strong probability, but it's certainly something that people should keep their eye on.
I would agree with you there, Rick. Unfortunately, we are out of time for this segment, but I am bringing you on next segment. We're going to continue this discussion because I have a couple more comments that I want to get from you, but then also outline the Sprott Natural Resource Symposium coming in Vancouver, July 25th and 28th, which, as I constantly say and have said over the last number of years, it is my preferred show to go to. So everybody stick around. I'm going to be right back continuing on with Rick Rule.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with my conversation with Rick Rule. And Rick, let's get right back into it. Continuing on with a recap of 2017, the first half. One other aspect that I think is somewhat noteworthy and changed through about Q1 into Q2 was this pullback in inflation. The Fed came out early on in the year, raised rates, and said they were okay with being behind the curve. They were okay with negative real rates. And then in their last statement, they now admitted that their outlook for inflation was wrong. And now they're saying that they're okay with being ahead of the curve. What do you take from this first half flip-flop that we saw?
My suspicion is that the Fed crafts a narrative to do what is required to justify acts in the interest rate markets that are almost entirely political. My own reading of the way the Fed calculates inflation and the way that the Fed acts on their own statistics is that they are, in fact, chaotic. The idea that the consumer price index that they report is an accurate reflection of the prices of goods and services in the market is silly. The people who calculate that don't shop where you and I shop. And importantly for your listeners who are U.S. citizens, their cost of living increase doesn't include tax, which is an important component of everyone's cost of living. So my suspicion is that any attempt to tie the Fed's narrative to the Fed's intention or reality is ill-founded. When looking at the Fed, cynicism must be paramount.
I agree with that, Rick. One other comment, again, to just quickly recap a big news story that came out in the precious metals sector. This was the GDXJ rebalancing that threw a lot of stocks into this almost gray area, whether they were going to be sold, and showed that an ETF can get too big for the sector that it focused on. Recap your thoughts on that GDXJ rebalancing that we saw.
Well, you described the problem fairly well. The VanEck product has been so successful, the GDXJ became so large that rather than moving with the sector, it moved the sector. Literally, the tail wagged the dog. The consequence of that is that so much money flowed into the GDXJ, and as a consequence, the GDXJ had to throw so much money into individual stocks and required so much liquidity that it ceased really to be a junior index. The median market cap is up around $4 billion. The second thing that happened was there were incredible distortions in the market. That is, the companies that were in the index did well simply because of index buying, while at the same time the GDXJ robbed liquidity from the rest of the sector. That was further complicated because on certain days, as much as 50% of the AUM of the GDXJ came from constituent feeder funds, derivative funds like Duster Nugget, the double long and the triple long. We understand that the median holding period for the triple long is 2 days. So there were incredible flows of funds in and out of the GDXJ, leading to volatility in the ETF, leading to volatility in the sector, leading to incredible volatility in individual names, but also, importantly, robbing liquidity from the volume of individual stocks. Speculators began to look for junior market sector volatility in the nugget and the dust rather than in individual issues. The consequence of all this is that the GDXJ rebalancing had a very detrimental impact on the smaller stocks in the ETF, a harsher impact on the stocks that weren't included in the ETF, but there's a silver cloud, a silver lining in every cloud. For Sprott, our own junior ETF added well over 100% in AUM as people began to be nervous about the real representation of the GDXJ in the underlying junior gold stock market, which was wholly to our own benefit.
Okay, so Rick, this all plays into a bigger picture, and I think a bigger picture of why people should be attending this Sprott Natural Resource Symposium. As I mentioned at the tail end of last segment, this is taking place in Vancouver, July 25th to 28th. I will be posting a link that people can follow and register for this show. You will get a discount the sooner you register. And Rick and his team at Sprott have graciously offered to provide our listeners with that discount as well. Rick, I constantly say that this is one of my favorite and preferred shows to go to in terms of resource investing. Can you explain how many companies will be there and some of the highlight speakers, please?
Absolutely. 65 companies. And by the way, qualification to exhibit at the Sprott Conference is not merely the ability to pay for entrance. Every exhibitor, every public company exhibitor at the conference is owned in a Sprott-managed account. That isn't to say that they'll all go up in price, but it means that they have all been vetted. We like them all well enough to own them with our own money. And the speakers are going to be extraordinary, given the very extraordinarily political nature of these markets. As an example, you'll have David Stockman, former budget director in the Reagan administration and the author of the wonderful book, The Triumph of Politics. You'll have Jim Rickards, who was general counsel at Long Term Capital Management when it blew up and shook Wall Street to its foundations, talking about how the organization and the leverage on Wall Street could be damaging to your financial health. We'll welcome for the first time Senator Spencer Abraham, former Republican senator from the state of Michigan, and more importantly, former energy secretary in the Bush administration, talking about the politics of energy in North America, both the United States and Canada. We'll have the normal range of gurus, but probably most importantly, we'll have mining company CEOs who have built $2 billion and $2 billion and $5 billion companies, talking about how they did it, what to look for, and how the lessons that they learned building their company shape their own investment portfolios. In other words, you'll be able to learn not just from the gurus, but also from the pros. This conference is all about where the rubber meets the road.
Rick, I find that interesting. It sounds like there is a bit more of a political focus on this year's show, which makes sense because, as you mentioned, politics is playing a bigger and bigger role in what the markets are doing and, I believe, what the Fed is doing. How did you decide to bring together some of these political gurus?
Every year for 25 years, we have distributed an attendee evaluation form to the conference, asking the attendees to spell out what we did well and what we did poorly, what topics they would like to have addressed, and what speakers they would like to come back. The questions that we got last year, the anomaly was more and more political questions. Canadians wanted to know about U.S. politics with regards, as an example, to pipeline access for Canadian resource products into Canada. Americans wanted to know about the politics of uranium and nuclear power, and also the politics surrounding fracking and U.S. energy exports. Many people wanted to know about the politics of coal, both in the United States and Canada. An overwhelming number of people wanted to know how Canadian access to U.S. markets and natural resources would work during the Trump administration. So the questions that were being asked of us were increasingly political.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. In this segment, I am chatting with John Kaiser, a very good friend of the show and a great newsletter writer, to recap some of the, well, junior mining companies that he follows. And John, I was on a site visit 2 weeks ago. You were on a site visit this week to the Midas Gold property in Idaho. Let's first just get your recap of your general takeaways from this site visit, please.
Well, Midas Gold has been my top gold pick for the past few years, based on the Stibnite project, which has a gold and antimony credit. The current mining plan would produce about 4 million ounces over 12 years and 100 million pounds of antimony. And they published a pre-feasibility study a couple years ago. They raised $55 million early last year to make sure they have enough money to deliver a feasibility study and to get a permit. Now, the big concern with this project from day one has been it's in Idaho. Idaho is very difficult to permit between the recreational use people who do not want anything disturbing where they drive around in their all-terrain vehicles, and between the anti-mining NGOs who don't want any mines in America anyway. It was perceived that you will never get this project permitted. So a reason I went onto this site visit was I wanted to see, what does this area really look like? And the company has this logo where they, or model where they say, this is a reclamation project funded by a gold and antimony mine. They are, in essence, proposing to clean up an area that is an environmental disaster, not quite qualifying for Superfund cleanup status, but still it has ruined a very beautiful part of Idaho. It has terminated the upstream limit of an important salmon spawning area. In fact, it's even called the Salmon River, the East Fork. And what this trip did was really open my eyes to how much damage has been done in the past, both during the World War II and the Korean War, when the area was mined to supply the United States with antimony, a critical material for munitions, as well as a flame retardant, which normally just comes from China. And then later on by gold operators who ran heap leach operations, basically just put tailings on the valley floor and then dumped the spent ore on it. And it's now this mess where the tailings leach out antimony and arsenic into the river system. It goes downstream. There's an area off to the side where there was a hydroelectric dam that collapsed about 25 years ago, and every year piles of sediment get washed down by the spring thaw and mess up the downstream even beyond the area that's already ruined. So this is a project that's just screaming to be restored to what it was once before, and the only way it's ever going to happen is if this billion-dollar gold mining project gets approved.
John, can you take us through some of the actual production numbers that have you interested in this project in terms of maybe cost to produce the gold and the antimony, and if you think that these numbers do have a chance to play out?
Well, the company in 2014, in its pre-feasibility study, it used $13.50 as a base case price, and they came up with about a 21% internal rate of return, which is above that minimum 15% threshold that mine developers want. But the NPV came in at only about $873 million using 5% as a discount rate, which is what the real producers don't use, but the market likes to see, and about $507 million using 10%, which is probably higher than what the producers would use. So that NPV number is important because it should be close to or above the CapEx. Now, the CapEx is $1 billion, and the CapEx is high because there is $100 million allocated to completely cleaning up this old disaster area, to create a creek diversion, to move all that tailings and spent rock and put it into a proper tailings storage facility. In terms of cost, it's $30 a ton. It is an open pit mining operation, but the ore is refractory. There has to be an autoclave there, which heats the rock up so that you can get the gold out from its pyrite encapsulation. But it would produce 4 million ounces a year over 12 years and 100 million pounds. I think the numbers are at least 50% higher, because in the PEA they had those higher numbers, but they lost them when the consultant said we can't use the historic drill data. Part of the $55 million is going to infill drilling that's going to bring these lost ounces and pounds back into the reserve. These were all part of the early part of the mining schedule, which means you're going to get a bigger blast of cash flow. So I'm optimistic that by the end of this year, when they publish their new resource estimate, we will hit that billion-dollar threshold at the lousy gold price we have now, $12.50. So on the one hand, it is an optionality play where if gold goes to $1,600, it's worth the company's worth like $5 to $7. If we can get this resource improvement confirmed by the resource update, then we could see a $2 to $3 stock price just based on where gold is hovering now, $12.50. So it's almost qualifies as a fundamental buy now with the gold price that we have, but an excellent leveraged buy for gold going higher to like $1,500, $1,600 over the next few years.
So, John, I'm looking at the Midas Gold chart, and Midas is traded on the TSX under the symbol MAX, and for everyone down in the U.S., the symbol MDRPF, we saw this very nice run in the Midas stock in the first half of 2016. And ever since then, it's been on just a gradual downtrend. It peaked out at about 120 on the TSX listing. That's in Canadian dollars. And currently trading right around 70 cents. This speaks, I think, more to the general market that we're in for precious metals stocks, that they are unable to break out. They are trading in tighter and tighter ranges with a slight bias to the downside. People seem to be losing interest. And one comment that you made to me off mic is that this market has gotten really bad. How does Midas's chart and the general Midas story tie into this comment on the broad market for resource stocks?
Well, Corey, I'll take you back to the end of 2015, which was when the bear market that started in 2011 was at its low, and in January it got even worse before it turned around. This company was down to 26 cents. It was running out of money, and they got a proposal from John Paulson, who was the big short, made all the money shorting securitized mortgages in 2008, and then he went on a gold bug binge in 2009. He proposed to give them up to $55 million at 35 cents so that they could spend the next 3 years taking care of the permitting and the feasibility and have this company positioned to be put into production or bought out by a major. And there was a lot of controversy. One major shareholder, who shall remain nameless, was so upset that wanted the company to go hibernate and do nothing that he and his group sold all their stock at 35, 40 cents. And then it ran to $1.20 right after that. Big, great trade for those who bought and not so good for those who bailed when gold ran to almost $1,400 last year. Gold has retreated since then, and the market's kind of become very concerned that we are not going to get that big uptrend in the gold price.
Well, one of the changes that we have seen over the last, let's say, year and a half in the precious metals sector and resource sector in general is that companies have gotten cashed up. But, hey, John, interesting recap on the Midas Gold property. If anybody has any more questions for Midas or for John, please feel free to email me directly. John, thanks for your time. Everybody, stick around. I'm going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775.
1-800-656-9775. Welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. I have on the line with me Chris Temple. He is a regular on the show. He is the founder and editor of The National Investor. Chris provides pretty much daily commentary for all of our listeners on our website and podcast, covering a wide range of markets, all depending on what's hot and what's moving. And Chris, what we're going to do in this segment is recap on pretty much a broad sense what we've seen in the first half of 2017. And we're first going to start off with a little bit of a political slant, talking about what Trump promised in not just his first 100 days, but essentially what he thought he could get done, and where we stand right now with nothing done for healthcare reform. It almost seems like Trump's about to wave the white flag on that one. Nothing done in terms of tax reform, and now tension between the U.S. and Russia. What's your take on the first half of Trump's presidency in 2017?
By and large, Corey, pretty much everything I said was not going to happen didn't happen. I didn't think we were going to have a wall built or started on the Mexican border. I didn't think Hillary Clinton was going to be indicted. You know, all of these things, like every politician who runs for office, they get in office and they change their mind or back off from what they said or whatever. And there's been that and more in effect where President Trump is concerned. And what we thought we were going to get, and because of time I'm overgeneralizing, folks, there's a lot more to this, but we thought we were going to get a reflation and growth environment, much more so than we have. We were supposed to see cyclicals, infrastructure stocks, energy stocks, and a lot of these things do real well. And for brief moments we did early on, but then for much of 2017, it's been nothing but down for energy stocks. It's been nothing but down for infrastructure-related stocks, which as a group are down about 10% on the year through late this past week and so forth. Safe havens that were supposed to get sold off didn't. Gold had a very good start to the year. It's given some of its gains back, and I think that near term there is still some downward movement left to the gold price. Nothing disastrous, but it's going to start to bring up the rear as far as the metals are concerned for reasons I've gone into in detail in my mid-year issue. We saw treasury bonds go down in yield farther than anybody thought was going to happen. despite the Fed raising rates and trying to talk the market up, but now that's starting to turn around. The Japanese yen was doing great as a safe haven, but that has also started to change for not only reasons relating to the U.S., but especially China, which is one of the biggest issues I cover in my mid-year issues. So basically, my expectation, Corey, is that we're going to see in the second half of the year much more of what we thought we would see in the first half for a variety of reasons. And that means that sovereign bond yields will continue to creep higher. Nothing dramatic, nothing that immediately it's going to undermine everything, although that's a risk if it goes on for a while. We're going to see gold underperform and base metals outperform, the opposite of what we saw in the first half of the year. All of this together should help to solidify the energy markets, which still remain weak because of oversupply, but maybe they'll be less bad now. And the stock market averages will probably move slightly lower in the near term, but within the market, there's going to be a monster rotation from some of the hot sectors of the first part of the year, the FANG stocks especially, which almost became their own safe haven asset class. That's going to be shunned. The, you know, overpaying for growth because it was all that was working is going to be shunned, and you're going to see some of the deeper values in the market do much better. So as I said late in the week on the regular broadcast, if you're a good, astute stock picker, you throw away all of the hyper rhetoric from both the hyperinflationists and the deflationists and just look at dollars and cents and simple things staring us all in the face. The second half of the year might be a lot of fun if you're a good value-oriented stock picker.
Chris, what is so interesting is in the first half of the year, if we just look at percentage gains, the U.S. markets, which, as you mentioned, were led by a few stocks, mostly the FANG stocks, was up about 8%. The safe havens, if you look at gold, was up right in between 6 and 7%, and TLT, as we're recording this right before the tail end of the week, up right around 7 to 8%. So it's a general, almost broad sense that money was flowing into the markets, but not just into certain markets. It was being put into a wide range of markets, and maybe that's something that people lost touch with as we move through day-to-day or week-to-week watching these markets. After 6 months now, everything kind of melted up.
Well, everything did. If you look at only the headline stock indices, and of course, emerging markets did well, European stocks did well. There's still boatloads of liquidity in the world. I've talked about that all year long, that even though the Fed on the surface is out of the equation, there has been a higher pace globally of quantitative easing than there has been since the immediate aftermath of the financial crisis, thanks to the ongoing massive injections of liquidity on the part primarily of the Bank of Japan and the European Central Bank. But those are going to dissipate a little bit. It won't go completely away. It can't go completely away. But what you're going to see is a moderation of those forces, and that is going to take liquidity away as the major tailwind that it was. It's still going to be there. Don't misunderstand, folks. But with a bit less of it, we're going to have to see some of these asset classes and some of these sectors sink or swim on their own merits and on their own relative value to other areas. And that's why I say that the second half of the year is going to be more for picking sectors and individual companies that have been shunned. It's going to be for staying out of the way, particularly as yields move higher. And again, I don't think anything dramatic, but especially if I'm right in a couple of my political hunches that I have as far as what the Trump administration and the congressional leadership are going to acknowledge here sooner rather than later, we've got at least an even chance, maybe more, that we see that 10-year yield, which was supposed to be here by this time, finally get up to that 3% area or so. And that's going to take steam out of some areas of the market, but it's actually going to help some other ones.
So, Chris, how closely are you going to be watching, again, some of the biggest players in the markets being the central banks and their almost change in narrative over this last 6 months across the board, not just from the Fed, but now also from the ECB, the Bank of Japan, even the Bank of Canada, all talking up a more hawkish monetary policy?
Well, they're talking it up for two reasons, Corey. Number one, they have to get us all to believe that they're in charge and that things are wonderful and that we don't have to worry about deflation and a new global crash. Of course, Mrs. Yellen, for her purposes, infamously said this week that in our lifetimes we're not going to have another financial crisis, or words to that effect. Maybe she's terminal for all I know. But anyways, they're saying it for that reason, to keep the better mood that people have had aloft, and also because they really would like, as much as they can get away with it, to extricate themselves to some extent from this extraordinary and historically unprecedented monetary stimulus that we've been living with for about a decade now, or darn near it. If for no other reason, like the Fed itself has admitted, so that when we do finally get another downturn or somebody causes a financial market accident from something that maybe none of us can foresee right now and none of them can foresee, then at least they'll have a couple of more bullets back in the chamber and have some interest rate levels to cut or be able to restart QE or whatever they'll have to do. So they would like that. And you know, when you get right down to it, and I'm not a perma anything, I call things as I see them, you have to acknowledge, to some extent at least, that all of this monetary inflation and ZERP for so long and all the quantitative easing finally is starting to get a little bit more traction someplace other than in the financial markets. It's not going to be major. It's not going to be what we've been promised, but it's going to be something. And that is why, again, I think that we've got some really good days ahead of us potentially for getting into some of the beaten down cyclical stocks, the beaten down commodities in some areas, and so forth, and why you need to avoid the growth areas like the FANGs and others, where if I'm right about interest rates, I'm right about policy, they will now underperform instead of skew everything. Because, you know, yeah, the NASDAQ, for example, has had a big run for the year, but if you remove about a dozen stocks, it hasn't done anything.
Unfortunately, we are out of time for this segment, but Chris and I did continue our conversation discussing some of the worrisome sectors, including the auto sector and home sales, in terms of looking forward, if these sectors could truly be the bubbles that bring down the markets. If you want to hear the extended full version of this interview, please come to our website, kereport.com, and the full segment will be posted in our weekend show posting, going live early Saturday morning. Now, for everybody, the next hour dedicated to KER politics. Hope you all enjoy.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.